listening to the Classical Wisdom Audio Library. You might think that reading ancient history is done often for the sake of good academics. However, sometimes understanding history can give us a real perspective on our modern world. Fair warning, today we're talking about ancient politics, and we're going to consider how, perhaps, the ancients had a better idea of how to handle corrupt politicians. What recourse do the common people have against the political elite? Sure, you can kick them out of office if they don't come close to fulfilling their campaign promises, but that's about as far as it goes. Many outgoing politicians find gainful employment as lobbyists or on the lecture circuit. Well, in the ancient world, that wasn't the case. A politician who got on the wrong side of the voting citizens could actually find himself out of a home for 10 years. Put an ancient Athenian politician to an ostracism vote. If they win, then they can say goodbye to their country for 10 long years. And before you ask, yes, this ancient political practice is where we get our modern understanding of the word ostracism. I don't know about you, but I'd consider a modern revival. In The Politics, the philosopher Aristotle tells us that ostracism was originally instituted as a means to allow the common people to check the power of the political elite who had grown too powerful too fast and were abusing their position. It was a way, he writes, to give claws to the hare when he is going up against a lion. Aristotle writes, "Democratic states have instituted ostracism. Equality is above all things their aim, and therefore they ostracize and banish from the city for a time those who seem to predominate too much through their wealth, or the number of their friends, or through any other political influence." The procedure for ostracism was rather simple. The historian Plutarch tells us that an ostracism vote was held once a year. The citizens were given the opportunity to write the name of any political figure on a shard of pottery. Should any one name get 6,000 votes, then that man was banished from Athens for 10 years. It is worth noting, however, that after the 10 years, the man was welcomed back with open arms, and all of his citizenship rights were renewed. Also, during the 10 years, a man could still profit from whatever properties he owned back in Athens. Plutarch writes, "Now the sentence of ostracism was not a chastisement of base practices. Nay, it was specially called a humbling and docking of oppressive prestige and power. But it was really a merciful exorcism of the spirit of jealous hate which thus vented its malignant desire to injure, not in some irreparable evil, but in a mere change of residence for 10 years. While ostracism was intended as a check on the power of the political players, Aristotle seems to suggest that it was used as a tool of retribution, a means for jealous men to do away with their political rivals. Aristotle writes that ostracism has not been fairly applied in states, for instead of looking to the public good, they have used ostracism for questionable purposes." And there might be some truth to that. Some rather impressive figures from classical Athens fell victim to ostracism. Among them was Themistocles, the general most credited with saving Athens from the Persian army of Xerxes in 480 BC. Also, Thucydides was ostracized, and you might know him as the author of the celebrated History of the Peloponnesian War. While it originally was a political tool intended for the public good, it would seem that ostracism might have been hijacked and manipulated by self-serving ancient politicians. And perhaps that's why we can't have nice things. Even with that possibility, I'm still intrigued by the idea of bringing back ostracism in the 21st century. The next time a congressman is caught with his trousers around his ankles, or a senator's account balance seems to be a bit more flush than it should be, we wouldn't have to worry about them finding their way to that revolving door. Instead, the voters could pack their bags for them and hand them a one-way ticket out of town. We don't care where you go, but you can't stay here.